Today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent. And in today's readings, we see a foreshadowing of what Jesus is going to endure. The first reading from the book of Jeremiah reminds us that Jesus needed to be born to fulfill the old covenant because it was broken with the Israelites and with Adam and Eve. That for their salvation and salvation of the world, Jesus needed to come and be born into this world so he could establish a new covenant so that we may have eternal life. So Jesus, it's foreshadowing that a Savior will be coming, and Jesus is the Savior that came. You see, the road to glory is never easy. And we see that today in our second reading and also in our gospel, that the road for glory for Jesus didn't come without great pain, great suffering, great heartache, and great disappointment. In the second reading from Hebrews, we hear of Jesus crying out to the Father on the cross in supplications and prayers, asking for his help. And because Jesus was reverent and obedient, the Father heard him, and the Father honored him and brought glory through what he chose to do for our salvation. You see, it's a beautiful love that we see between God the Father and Jesus our Savior. Everything Jesus does, he does for the glory of God. And everything he does brings glory to God. And in return, God brings glory to Jesus for his obedience, for his faithfulness, for always doing the Father's will. They work together in communion and bring glory to one another. But as we see in today's readings, that road for glory for us and for Jesus came at a price. You see, Jesus carried his cross. He carried his cross for us. He was perfect, without sin, and had no need to die. But out of selfless love, he lived his life as an example for us and took the burdens and our sin upon his shoulders out of love for us and his desire for us to spend eternity with him. You see, just as Jesus bore a cross, each of us in this life carry some form of a cross. Some of our crosses are big, and some of the crosses among us are smaller. And some among us try to hide our cross. We try to cover it up out of shame, out of embarrassment, out of lack of being prideful, or some other reason. But none of us is exempt from carrying a cross in this life. But what the Lord wants us to do is to invite him into carrying our cross. And that sometimes cannot be easy for us. Because you see, we as North Dakotans are very prideful, aren't we? We're very self-reliant. We're very different from most of the United States. We like to stand on our own two feet. We find it difficult at times to ask others to help us when we need help, because we don't want to bother anyone. We don't want to inconvenience anyone. But the Lord is always asking us to reach out to him and ask him to help us to carry our cross. A small cross I have, I know many of you are pet lovers and have a dog or a cat or some form of pet in your home, and I have a dog. And part of having a dog is finding someone to care for it when you're going out of town. And every month I go to Belfield to meet with my priest friends for a priest fraternity group called Jesu Caritas. So once a month I got to find someone to care for my dog from Sunday evening till Monday afternoon when I come back. And I always just kind of cringe when that week's coming up, because I know I'm going to have to reach out and ask someone to help me. Because again, I hate to bother anyone, I hate to inconvenience anyone, and I just want to be self-reliant And that's also a form of pride, isn't it? Of not reaching out to another and asking them to help me. And so that's something of a minor cross. It certainly is not my cross in life. If that was my cross in life, my life would be pretty easy, wouldn't it? But things like this add to our cross, don't they? They help us to be mindful that we need Christ, but we also need one another, because Christ does not want us to bear our cross without having fruit from it. You see, just as we heard in today's reading, that just as a grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die, it cannot bear fruit unless it dies. And that's the same with each of us. We have to die to our outer self so we can reveal our vulnerability, our inner being, so that we may grow in union and love with Christ. And that's easier to say than for us to do. To be vulnerable to another, to be vulnerable to Christ, to look inward to see where we need to grow in grace, where we need to grow in virtue, where we need to try to work on a particular sin that happens over and over again, that brings us shame, that brings us embarrassment, that makes us cringe of saying, oh, I did it again. But the Lord wants us to bring him into carrying our cross. He wants us to carry it with dignity, and he wants us to reach out to him and to one another. And that's being vulnerable and broken. Just like a grain of wheat must be broken and die to itself so that it may grow great fruit. And that's the same with us. When we let go of our inhibitions, when we let go of our self-pride, our arrogance, our desire to be self-reliant, we learn to bear great fruit. Because even when Jesus was hanging on the cross, I'm sure those Christians that were there looked at it and were thinking, this is it. What is going to come of his death? They thought it was over, but they saw the outpouring of his love, and through his resurrection and ascension, it gave us hope, it gives us life, that his death was not without purpose. And that's the same with us with bearing our cross in life. It's not to be without purpose. It's not to be where we do not grow, where we do not become who Christ desires for us to be. But just as we need air for breathing, we need prayer in our life. We need to have a relationship with Jesus. And that's what we're working on this Lent, our theme of giving 21 in 2021. And my challenge for each of us this week is we cannot love what we do not know. You know, if we don't know Christ, we cannot love him. And the more we know him and the more we know of him, we can love him more within our hearts. And so our challenge is to open up the scriptures, perhaps read the readings of the day from the Magnificat, the Word Among Us, or online, and read the readings of the day and meditate on them to see where Christ wants to speak to your heart, where he wants you to grow in greater union with him, because there's great fruit in opening up the scriptures, spending a little bit of time, and allowing Christ to minister to us. So that's my challenge for each of us this week, to carry our crosses with dignity, but to also grow in our love and a relationship with Jesus by spending 21 minutes. If you can't do it each day, make a commitment to do it once this coming week. Just take 21 minutes once this week to invite Christ to minister to you through the scriptures. You'll be amazed by the grace and by the love and the mercy you see in spending those 21 minutes with Christ.